Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Growth hurts because change isn't easy. That's why they call it growing pains. Tony Gaskin. So today we are talking about growing pains and what that means for us as artists and artists as in our business too. And are they two different things? I guess that's something we're going to talk about today. What do you guys think? Have you experienced any growing pains as an artist or in your business? And how did you know they were growing pains and not just a, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, you know, kind of thing?
Oh, dead air. Because this is a lot to think about.
I know. It's like, yes, I have had growing pains. Did I know they were necessarily growing pains at the time? No, not always. Did I know that they were a path I wasn't supposed to be on? I would say 99.9% of the time, yes, because I go with my gut. So I wouldn't consider those things as growing pains.
Gotcha. I think one of my biggest red flags is when you run out of time, like your resource of time just evaporates
quickly every day. And that's where I'm at right now is there's so much I need to be doing because I finally feel like I'm at the point where I've wanted to be for a while. But to do all the things that need to be done when you're quote unquote a startup business, even though I'm not a startup business, I lack time, but I lack, which means I lack resources, but I can't engage those resources because financially I'm not there yet.
That was the second one too.
So it's like I'm in a catch 22 right now.
Well, I guess in our last episode, we were talking about goals and like setting time aside and knowing your weekly daily schedules. And I think when you are scheduling things out and you're like, wow, I just scheduled 22 hours out of 24.
Where's my white space?
And we were talking like putting new things up on Etsy. That takes forever.
Right. Yeah.
Doing your mock-ups and then just trying to continually create and get out new pieces, you know, that takes time. So what is I think that's a major pain point for an artist is just time.
Yeah. The time, money, and everything that you want to get done. So when you look in project management, sorry guys, I'm going to go back to project management. In project management, you have three constraints: time, scope, and budget. And when you're continuously playing within those things, the scope, what all do I want to get done? Well, good gravy. As a beginning artist who's starting their business, there's so much you want to do. You want to get on Etsy, you want to get on Redbubble, you got to get into this gallery, you got to go do this. You have all these things coming at you that it's so hard to focus. And it is painful because at that point, you don't really know, or you haven't really stopped to think about what is it that I want in my life. And going back to a previous episode where we were talking about goals and how to set goals, that's the first discussion that you have to have and then focus every single decision around that. And even when you do that, there's still going to be growing pains because that in the beginning, when you're a startup or, you know, at the very beginning, there's always going to be a time constraint, a budget constraint to get things done. And that's painful, but it's also going to be short lived. If you look at the grand scheme of things, you know, you're probably getting like another 40, maybe 60, 70 years, hopefully getting to do what you want to do. In the grand scheme of things, these next, you know, 1 to 7 years is what it takes to really kind of get your feet under you as a business owner.
Yeah.
Those 1 to 7 years is just a drop in the bucket for what you want in the end. And yes, it's going to be painful. You know, you think about back when you were 7, 8 years old or, you know, 12, 13 years old and going through those growing pains. Actually, I remember I was laying on my bed crying because my hamstrings were in such pain because I was growing so fast. But with that pain comes stretching, and that stretching is so that you can, you know, reach new heights. And that's what the pain's for. It's preparing you to reach new heights. So, I mean, when I told my kids is suck it up, buttercup. If you want to make it further, you got to take the stretch and take the pain. That's not a nice way of saying it, but that's what I said to my kids.
That's a nice way you can say it because I mean, it's true, you know, and you know, I'm adding more work hours to my day to supplement with the growing pains because I can't add the resources I want to add right now.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I think a lot of people are finding. Well, because of COVID and so many people are finding themselves not working a full time, you know, 9-to-5 job, let's just say. And so they're like, they're turning to like, oh, well, let me focus more on my art or focus more on whatever else you're doing creatively, photography or
pottery. That'd be fun.
So, and I feel like for them, the last couple of years, their biggest growing pains would be financial.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finding the time to go and do, or just if you're a photographer, being able to afford gas to go and take pictures wherever you're going or whatever.
Yeah. That's a good point.
As an example. So how do we get, I guess we should recognize that those are growing pains and they're not necessarily, they're just set us back, but to propel us forward.
Right.
So how do we kind of encourage those who are going through growing pains right now, do you think?
It's just remember, it's a drop in the bucket. You know, you've got a vision, you've got a dream, and these are things that are in your heart. And sometimes you may need to use, you know, your God-given head type thing and your talents to stretch the creativity of how to earn more money.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no shame in going and getting a job. There's absolutely no shame in, you know, going for the pizza delivery and earning a little extra to be able to fulfill the dream that you have. There's no shame in that. That's being an adult.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think too, if you listen to our goal setting episode, it's remembering that there's a reason why you want to do this. And if you remember what that reason is, it just makes it just a teeny bit less painful,
right?
To squeeze through.
Yeah. And keep that dream alive.
Right. And make it happen. You know, if that means putting your vision board in front of you, or if that means just putting the dream on the wall in front of you or all over your computer or you know, whatever it is to constantly be reminding you why you're doing what you're doing, that makes it a little bit easier to, you know, move forward.
Now, I'll also say, talk to your friends, because I know when my website was just in the crapper and I was curled up crying, and I was talking to my husband about it, and I called Julie, and you know, it was that point where you're just like, do I just give up or do I keep going? Like,
no, you're on to something.
Yeah.
You have a big dream. Remember what that is. And you know,
and I worked a good solid 2 weeks on sweet tea and salads with hardly a little sleep to push it forward.
Yeah.
It was just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Because I mean, now look at where you're at.
Yeah.
And I think that's another growing pain for some people is the support. And you just mentioned you have support. You know, you have a ton of support. You do. I do. We all do. But some people out there may not have it.
Yeah. And I think, and that's the hard thing, is just finding that right community. It took me years to, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the community that I've landed in and found. Right. And it's just by so pure luck that we all found each other.
Right.
Yeah. So it, you know, it's working towards and trying to find where those other artists are that are like-minded and can push you a little bit further. It's not even so much that we're like-minded. It's that we push each other.
There's an understanding that we know that you have to encourage and push.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it's just finding that right group of people. And that just takes time. You know,
but to do that, I think it was something that I think Julie, you were the one that reached out to me first, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember who mentioned that I call you, and they were like, oh, Stephanie will know how to do that. Why don't you give her a call? And here's your number.
Took your class. And then we were taking Jennifer's class.
Yeah.
And
right.
So it was just, really, we were waiting for each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, opened the door and we're just like, oh, okay. And then the friendship built and the trust built. And now, like, I don't know how many times I call you guys a week.
Well, and I will say this, you know, me reaching out to Stephanie was a big out of my comfort zone moment. Because I am a turtle inside my shell if people come around. And for me to ask somebody, you know, to call somebody I didn't even know and ask to meet, unheard of.
And for me, it was like super cool. I'm like, okay, I get to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
I get to nerd out. Finally.
And I'm like, somebody else that uses a spreadsheet. Yay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No.
Oh, that made my day.
I think other growing pains that artists can find is like a lack of training, either with their art, you know, they just, you know, because you always want to continue education and like finding a group or just doing some fun things or doing a retreat here and there, but also maybe just a lack of a business training or understanding. So like for those growing pains, what do you guys suggest?
Well, for the business training, I mean, there's your local, oh my gosh, it just totally slipped
small
my mind.
Small business association.
Yeah, either small business association or chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your local chambers has great resources and it,
the library does too. Your local library probably does.
And just because they're not an art business doesn't mean that you won't learn stuff and pick up stuff.
You're going to need to know how to do.
Because a business is a business.
Correct. Right. You're going to need to know how to do an invoice and keep expenses. Right. And
for that, I really highly encourage people to look locally first before they go to online. Because when you go online, there are amazing resources out there. But knowing how your local jurisdictions operate is key to getting your taxes set up and all that good stuff. So that's where I would start first and then investigate. You know, I know Stephanie has great lunch and learns through Positive Painters. But there's, you know, there's tons of resources online. Find your CPA, find your attorney, find an insurance agent that does commercial insurance. And starting at your chamber level just is a good way to start at that local
plus it networks and get you seated in that community.
That's a good idea. And then like say for their art or their creativity continuing education, do you guys recommend that?
Definitely.
Because Julie's really good about it, like she'll take a bunch of Skillshare classes. I think she's even got some picked out. I'm bragging on you all day today. but she's got even ones picked out on Skillshare that she's going to take. She's going to a workshop in Spain. We're going to hear all about Spain this year. Last year it was France.
So now this year it's Spain.
But I am not that great about it. Well, no, I take that back. I am good about the business side, taking courses and things on that.
Yeah, you are.
I just love that stuff. But this
That's
year.
Your project manager coming out.
I know. Yes. I'm such a nerd. But I love it. So, but this year, one of the things I want to do and one of the sabbaticals that I'm going to take is to research. It's going to be my research sabbatical. I know, right? To find a workshop to actually go to. There's a guy out in Colorado. I think it's Colorado. It's a Grand Canyon. And that you can actually hike through the Grand Canyon and do some plein air painting. I really am interested in that, either doing it this year or next year. So,
well, and there's a place up in the Carolinas or Kentucky called Nimrod.
That's what I need.
And I looked at it the other day. Nimrodsomething.com, maybe. I don't remember. I have the link. Okay. But and it was all oil painting classes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, send that to me.
Yes. I meant to send that to you and I totally forgot.
Rachel's over here Googling. There's apparently Nimrod quotes. Nimrod.
NimrodHallArt.com.
NimrodHallArt.com. Hey, NimrodHallArt.com. Sponsor us and we will tell more about your art.
Yeah, we like
that. But all that was listed was oil painting classes. It's in Virginia. And it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, why were we talking about that?
I don't know. To get over the growing pains.
Boy, we went down a rabbit hole on that one.
But with Julie, one of the things that she really gained, and I'm telling you what you gained from this, is from going to France, is that it expanded her network of people and kind of solidified some things that she's going through by having those communities and education. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great way. But I know one of the concerns that I like can identify with that is then you have the resource constraint of cost.
Yes.
You know, you're to the financial.
Right.
So then you can start looking at residencies and start looking at grants and spending some time on trying to find that. But again, then you go back to time. So you got to find a balance between your time, cost, and, you know, what do you want to do?
Right.
And, you know, it's a balance and it's going to be a little bit painful no matter which way you stretch yourself, time, cost, or scope, but it's meant to help you grow.
Yeah.
And I think last year we all kind of went through growing pains technology wise, because you had your website. And then you changed a bunch of stuff, and you went on to Skillshare and went on to Redbubble. So there's like a learning curve, at least with some of these
continuous
things.
That's
continuous.
Yeah. If you're not learning, my philosophy now, which is so funny because I hated school, is, you know, if you're not learning, you're not sharpening your skills in your brain. Mm-hmm. More importantly, sharpening your brain. And I think it's so important to continue to sharpen both your skills and your brain.
So just keep up with what is what, as far as like learning curves with the technology. Like, I know a lot of people are on Facebook still. Some people have just taken a social media break, and then some people have gotten on just InstaShare, and then some people are just on TikTok now. I mean, there's like
InstaShare?
Instagram.
Oh, thank sorry. God. I was like, is there another thing?
Well, and I think too,
sorry. You know,
it's, you know, just only take on what you can. Like, don't compare.
Don't add to your growing pains. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Compare. Don't add, and don't compare to, oh, well, she's on this journey or he's over here already. You don't know what their true journey is. And I think that's a lot. Like, I think Stephanie and I had this conversation the other week where we were talking about something. And I'm like, well, you know, she's only gotten where she is because she's been doing it for 10 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She's been growing it for 10 years. And it's just in the last year or two that she's taken off.
Right.
So not that it's going to take you 10 years too, but
you know, a lot of these overnight, these overnight successes have been working for like 30 years,
right? You know,
exactly. 15 or 20 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the shortest one I know that's grown is Anne Lafayette, I think is her last name, where, you know, she lost her job at 55, and in 7 years, she's like really grown really fast, I think, for what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it just,
and that's still 7 years.
It's still 7 years.
What does she do? Just curious.
She's a surface pattern designer and has a community.
Okay, very
as well.
Good.
So, and another friend of mine, and we were talking about, because she's trying to build a class.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was comparing herself to Anne. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, she's been doing it for a really long time. And she's like, no, she hasn't. I was like, really? I was shocked how quickly she'd grown to where she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it.
That can be a growing pain in itself. You don't have enough time to keep up with your work. And you did that one Christmas.
You grow too fast and you're not prepared.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like 30 something paintings in a couple months for Christmas commissions.
I'm still just like my job. I'm picking my job when you're like, I did 30 paintings. I'm like, what?
Lessons learned. Don't accept that many commissions.
Well, that takes the fun out of it, because then it becomes, you know, part of us being creatives is because we love to create and it's fun for us. Once you take the fun out of creative, there is no creative anymore.
But I think that was a good growing pain for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
It got you to another point.
Increase your price,
business.
Lower how many you're going to take. And we also learn, I think that's another little comment here from these growing pains, is to take a minute and reflect on what do I need to learn from this to prevent this pain again? Because if you don't do that, you're gonna repeat the pain.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah.
And I like to call this growing pains instead of just making mistakes. Because sometimes you do make a mistake, but most of the time it's just a growing pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, too, if you do make a mistake, it's okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just accept it, learn from it, so you hopefully don't make it again.
Yeah. And then they're called growing pains because you're going to keep growing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like stopping pains or whatever.
right.
Growing pains for a reason, because you're going to keep moving forward, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
So let us know what kind of growing pains you guys have experienced in your art and in your business, and put them in the comment section. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistssoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us, and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.